When everything in your life is changing, who is the one person you can rely on? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlock, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've gained and lost a lot of friends through high school and college as I've grown up. I've just always had a hard time maintaining friendships when I don't get to see them face to face, so any changes in my life have always kind of been brutal on my friend groups. But when you're going through major changes in your life, you can trust that God will always stay the same and always guide you through those changes. Our story today is God Doesn't Change by Emily Acker. Things change here on earth so quickly. Your parents get divorced and suddenly you're living in two homes. Your grandparent moves into an assisted living community and no longer has the yard they used to have. Your sibling graduates from high school and joins the military. You gain and lose people in your life as you grow up. You've new opportunities and spend time in new places. You never quite know what a day is going to bring or what changes you're going to have to face. Change can be hard. It can be scary. But it's good to remember that even as this world changes, and as we feel tossed around by all that's happening around us, God never changes. In all times and circumstances, God is good. He loves us with an unending love. He's always there for us, even when we feel alone. While the world seems to move all around us, God remains constant. In Isaiah 54:10, the prophet records God's words, "For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you." The leader of a country might change, but God doesn't. The place where you lay down to sleep at night might change, but God doesn't. Your parent might get into a new relationship, change their job, or change their appearance, but God stays the same. You can count on God to always be who He has revealed Himself to be, no matter how this world changes. Okay, so let's talk about this a little more. Throughout our lives, we go through lots of changes, whether they be related to school, home life, relationships, or the overall state of the world. How can relying on God's unchanging love make it easier for us to go through all kinds of changes? Is someone in your life going through a difficult change right now? How could you share God's love with them? Take a moment right now to pray for this person and see if any ideas come to mind. Now, as you and I can read in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And I want to encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Numbers 23, verses 18 through 20, and James 1, 16 through 18, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're not just a podcast. If you love reading actual physical books and feeling those pages in your hands, you can get a free one-year subscription to the printed version of Unlocked. It'll come to you in the mail every 3 months, and you'll get to see the full-size cover art, get room to journal in the book itself, make that a record of your spiritual growth. Sign up for free at unlocked.org and tap on subscribe in the menu. And if you're ever too afraid to face Jesus again after failing again, come back for tomorrow's story with Natalie for some encouragement. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.